الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon my most beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Imam and the leader of not only the brotherhood of prophethood, but the Imam and the leader and the Sayyid of the entire human nation. Because it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us that today we have the opportunity to learn about the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Insha'Allah, today we will continue and begin with the tafsir and some explanation of Surah Al-Qadr. Surah Al-Qadr is a Makki chapter and it consists of 5 verses. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Laylatul Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this night as a night which is better than 1,000 months. And the backstory to this comes under 2 narrations narrated by Imam Mujahid rahimahullah. Both narrations are very, very similar nature. Wherein one day my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is sitting with the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. And he talks to them about a man from the Banu Israel. And he says that this man was such a man that from the morning till the evening, he would go out and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he would return in the evening, he would begin worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning of the night, and he would continue in his worship throughout the night till the morning. And when the morning would commence, he would go out again, take his armor and his weapons, and he would go out and fight again in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this continued for 1,000 months. So the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, they displayed astonishment at such a person. That subhanallah, what a fortunate person he is, that he has the ability to carry out such worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such consistency and such longevity for 1,000 months. And it was within the nature of the Sahaba to be envious of such a person and to wish that they could also be the same. And this is a sign of a true mu'min, that when he sees somebody excelling in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also feels envious towards this person, that, oh, how I wish I could also have the energy to carry out such worship. So it was upon the envy of the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in that this chapter of the Quran was revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and gave a gift to the ummah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that if a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Laylatul Qadr to this ummah, if a person was to get Laylatul Qadr and he was to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night of Laylatul Qadr, he would receive the reward for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1,000 months, subhanallah al-azim. And a thousand months equals to 83 years and 4 months. So basically, more than our entire lives. Yeah, because nowadays, you know, people don't live that long. Yeah, if we reached 80 years old, then this is it's ghanimat. It's a very big gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nowadays, you know, it's the nature of the ummah that we don't tend to live that long. So imagine a person spending his entire life from the moment he was born to the moment he passes away, 83 years and 4 months, day and night, day and night, day and night, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without sinning. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you get Laylatul Qadr and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward for worshipping Allah for 1,000 months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this every year. From this, we understand two things. Number one, we understand, well, you could even say three things. The first thing we understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so much mercy and love for us. And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a very specific and special relationship with us? The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a very specific and a very special relationship with us is because we are from the nation of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest man to walk the face of this earth. He is the greatest of all creation. He is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are in his ummah. We have been granted various privileges. This is one of the privileges that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us many, many forms of mercy, and he has gifted us with many, many things. This is just one of the gifts that Allah has given us. The second thing, many scholars have explained that this is an indication of the fact that this ummah, this is one of the many indications of the fact that this ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is greater than all of the other ummah, because this was something that was specific to the ummah, this ummah. And then the third point is a point of contention here, where many scholars have said that this discussion comes about, that was Laylatul Qadr a special and specific gift for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or was it something that was given to the nations before us as well? So, for example, Hazrat Imam Malik rahimahullah and some Shafi'i scholars have said that no, this was a specific gift simply for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allama Khattabi rahimahullah has even gone to the extent of saying that all the ulama have a consensus upon this. However, this seems like a slight overstretch, because there are other ulama who have said that no, this was a gift that was given to the nations before us as well. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Moving on to the actual words, Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr in Urdu, we normally call it Shab-e-Qadr. Shab means night. And Layl in Arabic means night as well. So the night of Qadr. So what does this actually mean? So the ulama have given two interpretations of this phrase, Laylatul Qadr. The first one, the meaning of Qadr. Qadr has many meanings in the Arabic language. The first meaning that they have taken is that of greatness and nobility. Azmat wa sharf. And this is according to Ibn Shahab al-Zuhri rahimullah and other scholars. And based on this meaning, Imam Abu Bakr al-Barraq rahimullah has said that a person who had previously no greatness within him and no nobility within him, by getting this night and by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night, all his sins can be forgiven, and he can become a person, he can be blessed with greatness through this night. For example, in one hadith, I'll mention this later as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever stands in worshipping during this night, all his previous sins will be forgiven. So a person can have all his sins wiped out through the blessings of this night, and he can change his life and become a wali and a close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this night can become a means of a person's life changing, a person's status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changing, a person's proximity with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it can be a game changer, this night. Such a great night. So, some scholars have taken the meaning of greatness and nobility through the word Qadr. The second meaning is that of Taqdeer. And the reason why the scholars have taken this meaning is that according to many ahadith, during this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to the four archangels, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat Mika'il alayhi salam, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to them things that are going to take place for the next year. So the kind of things that are revealed to the angels are the ages of people, the time of death of people. So for example, the angel of death will need to know that this person is going to pass away at this time, at this place, in the next year. Also, the rizq and the sustenance of people, the weather, where rain will fall, where rain will not fall, etc. These things are revealed to the angels. And obviously this is a need because the angels are the ones that carry out many duties, and they are in need of this prior knowledge so that they are able to then carry out their duties properly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during this night, He reveals to the angels things that are going to happen for the next year. To the extent that even the people who are going to be blessed with going to Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reveals their names. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from this list every single year. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Previously in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also discusses this same topic in Surah Al-Dukhan. In there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this night as Laylatum Mubarakah, the blessed night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna mundirin fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here has mentioned this as well with regards to news about the next year being revealed to the angels. So some ulama have mentioned that this blessed night that is mentioned in Surah Dukhan is actually the night of Bara'ah, 15th of Sha'ban. So then the ulama here, they easily combine both of the two opinions, and they say that on Shab-e Bara'ah, Laylatul Bara'ah, on the 15th of Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to the angels generically what is going to happen. And then on the night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives more specific details about the things that are going to take place in the next year. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Moving on, the next discussion is, when is Laylatul Qadr? When is Laylatul Qadr? So when we look at all of the different ahadith and the different opinions of the scholars, we find about 40 different opinions with regards to when Laylatul Qadr is. However, when we look at the most authentic ahadith, if we want to summarize all of the most authentic ahadith into one opinion which fits all of the most authentic ahadith, then it would be correct to say that Laylatul Qadr falls in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and more specifically during the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The reason for this is there is one hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah on the authority of Amma Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Amma Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Taharraw laylatul qadri fi ashril awakhiri min Ramadan. Look for laylatul qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And in one hadith of Muslim Sharif, on the authority of Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatluha fil witri minha. And in another narration of Bukhari Sharif, on the authority of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the words are, Taharraw laylatul qadri min al witri fi ashr al awakhiri min Ramadan. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded that look for Laylatul Qadr on the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So based on these narrations, it is most likely that Laylatul Qadr falls during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and that also is more likely that it falls on the odd nights of Ramadan. And that's why we see that when the last 10 nights of Ramadan come, then we find, you know, our respected imams, they really, really emphasize on doing ibadah. Well, doing ibadah on the last 10 nights of Ramadan is emphasized anyway, but more so on the odd nights of Ramadan. Ramadan is also coming very, very soon. Rajab will be starting soon. And we find that we should pray, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'bana wa balighna Ramadan. Ramadan is around the corner. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us reach Ramadan and lets us reap from the benefits of Ramadan. Such a beautiful month, such exciting times when Ramadan is around the corner. Such a beautiful and blessed gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make the most of the next few blessed months that are coming up and allow us to reach Ramadan peacefully and allow us to benefit from these blessed moments in Ramadan. Moving on, we will talk about some virtues of Laylatul Qadr. The first virtue is very obvious, we've already mentioned it, and that is mentioned in the Quran, that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night is a person will receive more than khayrun min alfi shahr, more than 1,000 months reward. So another very important point here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say sawa'un min alfi shahr, that is equal to 1,000 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said khayrun min alfi shahr, meaning that more than 1,000 months. So how much more? Twice, thrice, double, triple? Wallah, we don't know. So the beautiful thing here is Allah is saying that if you worship me during this night, you will receive reward more than 1,000 months. So we should have great hope in Allah. Now never mind 1,000 months. Maybe Allah will give us reward for million, billion, trillion months, unlimited amount of months. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. The second virtue that we find in hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this hadith is narrated in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, both on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man qama imanan wa ihtisaban, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. That the person who stands on the night of Laylatul Qadr إيمانا, whilst in the state of إيمان, واحتسابا, with the intention of receiving reward, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه, his past sins will all be forgiven. Subhanallah. Another virtue, that a person, he can get all his previous past sins forgiven by worshipping Allah during this night. Number three, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and also it is mentioned in the Quran, that on this night, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam and a group of angels from the Sidratul Muntaha, which is the point from which no human has ever gone past. It is a point on top of all the heavens. Some ulama say that it is a great tree over there. It is called Sidratul Muntaha. And the angels that are here, they have a very lofty and high status amongst the angels. They come down with the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and they make salam upon every mu'min and mu'mina, every male and female mu'min, they make salam upon them, except for the person who drinks alcohol, and except for the person who eats pork. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. This hadith is on the authority of Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. Number four, one day our respected mother, Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, if I get Laylatul Qadr, what should I do during this night? My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, I'll pray this following dua, Allahumma innaka afuwun تحب العفو فاعف عني. O Allah, you are most forgiving. You love forgiving, so please forgive me. So, during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and especially during the odd nights, we should make this habit to pray this dua constantly and consistently. Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Moving on to the actual surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Verily, we have revealed the Quran in laylatul qadr. Besides this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned in the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Verily, we have revealed the Quran in the blessed night. And also in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah has mentioned, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan, in which Allah has revealed the Quran. So here, there are two possibilities. The first possibility is that on the night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so before the Quran was revealed, the Quran existed in the secure tablet, which is called Al-Lawhul Mahfuz. It's mentioned in the Quran as well, Fi Lawhim Mahfuz. So, the first possibility is that on the night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the Quran from the Lawhi Mahfuz and he revealed it in its entirety to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran from Jibreel alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam slowly, slowly, part by part over a period of 23 years. So this is the first possibility of what it could mean by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealing the Quran in Laylatul Qadr. The second possibility is that the first verses, inshallah, the revelation of the first verses we will speak about in the next surah, Alaq. The second possibility is that the first few verses were revealed, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, during the night of Laylatul Qadr. And then, thereafter, the rest of the Quran was revealed over a 23-year period. Also, in alignment with this, there is one narration, and I will have to stop here. There's still a few, quite a bit left, and there's not going to be time. Inshallah, we will finish off the surah next week, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me life. Otherwise, maybe inshallah, somebody else will have to continue with this very blessed project, inshallah. So, there is a narration on the authority of Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala an. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the scriptures of Hazrat Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, Suhufi Ibrahim. Yeah, it's mentioned in the Quran, Suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa. The scriptures of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam were revealed on the 3rd of Ramadan. The Tawrat was revealed on the 6th of Ramadan. The Injil was revealed on the 13th of Ramadan. The Zabur was revealed on the 18th of Ramadan, and the Quran's revelation began on the 20th of Ramadan. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true knowledge and the true understanding and the true love and the true attachment and the true proximity and closeness to this blessed, blessed book. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the light of the Quran into our hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and the tawfiq to do more and more research, to increase our love and to increase our knowledge for the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us value the next few months and let us reach Ramadan safely and peacefully, and let us take maximum benefit from the blessed month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.